The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
It's Beth Bacall from 104.7 The Fish. There is a new faith-based movie you are going to love. It's called No Vacancy. It's based off of a true story where a television reporter was demoted and finds herself covering a story about a church that's struggling to purchase a motel to help homeless people. And while she's working that, she befriends a recovering addict. And playing this part of Cecil Johnson is T.C. Stallings. Hey, T.C., you are such a superstar. And before you were an actor, you were a professional football player.
Well, I played football over in Europe. Well,
who'd you play for when you were playing football?
So I played in the EFL, which is like Europe's version of the NFL. That's their pro league over there. And I played for Team Italy. So it was the Bergamo Lions in Italy, one of the most successful teams in the history of that league. And they won the championship, like, I think, like maybe 8 or 9 times in a row. And so I'm like, you know, you're only allowed to have 4 Americans per team. And so I was like one of the stars that got brought over there. And I'm just like, well, I can't be the first year that they lose. So I ended up having a great season over there. I was the MVP over there. We won the championship again. And I played for the Italy team, Bergamo Lions.
Super fun. What position?
I was a running back and a kick returner. So this was in 2008. It was so much fun over there. Just being in Italy as the home base or whatever. The football schedule, you know, like if you play in the United States, you know, your schedule is just different states in the United States. Well, playing in Italy, the schedule was all over the country. So, like, you know, I saw Florence and I saw, then we go and play other countries like, you know, Germany. We played the German team. We played Spain. I went to Spain. We played the Spanish team. Went to Rome to play, you know, the Roman team. And I saw more countries in one season than some people ever get to see in a lifetime. So that's how I got to see France. We played the French team.
Yeah, that's an experience of a lifetime, all right. And that happened before you started acting.
Crazy cool. I would do it all over again if I had to. Only difference is this time I take my whole family with me because my wife was actually pregnant with my son. And this is where we didn't want our baby born in out of the country. And so we prayed about it. And she just said, you know what, let's just make this your last season. And, you know, I was scheduled to be back months before the baby would be born. So I told him to wait, and we prayed about it, and I went over there, and he waited. And then for my last season, you know, we won the championship. And the funny thing about it is when I came back, it was supposed to be the last season, but my season was so great over there that we was like, let's take this footage to the NFL, and let's have one more NFL season. But I ended up going to see a movie, and the movie inspired me to become an actor, and then I retired. I started acting, and the rest is history.
TC, let's hear the history. It sounds like it was the perfect transition for you to go from being a professional football player to an actor. Do you remember the very first time you said, I'm not playing football, I'm gonna go act? What was that moment where you said, I'm going to go at least on this audition, or did you have an acting job to go to because you were a football star?
Oh, it was incredible. I'll never forget it. I was watching Fireproof. It was a Kendrick Brothers movie, Fireproof. And the only thing I knew about the Kendrick Brothers was facing the Giants. And, you know, and so I'm in there watching this movie, and I just watched the impact that people had, that the movie had on people in that theater. Like, people were, like, reconsidering divorce. Maybe let's stick it out. And men were apologizing, and people were crying. This is all at the end of the movie, in the theater, all these people. And when I saw the power that film has, and I was coming towards the end of my career anyway, I was just saying to myself, you know what, I think this is what I want to do. I think I want to be an actor. And we just decided to pray about it to make sure I wasn't being a prisoner of the moment. And we prayed about it. And I said, you know, I asked my wife, who made this film? And she said, the Kendrick Brothers. And I said, well, you know, I have no formal training. I have none of that. But if I'm going to give this a shot, I want to work with these Kendrick Brothers. They're making the type of movies that I believe I can do. Just starting out, you know, safe place, God honoring. Let me try this. We prayed about it, and the next year, that was my first audition, was with the Kendrick Brothers for Courageous, and I got the role. So I felt like God had spoken. I believe he had made it clear, and The rest is history.
Incredible history. That's fantastic. That's a movie waiting to happen. The story of T.C. Stallings.
Well, it's in a book. My book, you know, we talk about my movie, but, and I don't do a whole lot of promoting of things, man. It's just not my way. I like for people to find it on their own. I hate talking about myself, but my book, my autobiography is called Eyes Fixed, My True Life Story. And to make a book like that at only age 44 is a little weird, but so much has happened since I was born that I laid it out, man. And my mother passed away from COVID, and so that's in there. And just all of the struggles that people are going on right now, I'm just like, look, I don't know if I'm going to live past 44, so I got a witness to tell right now that the Lord has done. I'm going to write it down. So I talk about that whole experience in my book, too, called Eyes Fixed. But yeah, man, it was incredible. I really felt like, you know, the Lord was saying loud and clear. He answered that prayer way too specifically for me to leave any doubt. And so I retired from football and started acting. Here I am 25 films later.
And your most recent is No Vacancy, streaming on Salem Now. It's so amazing to speak to somebody who is just living in the blessing. No hesitation. You're in it. There's no fear. No fear. In fact, you have provided sources for other people to get over the fear that Satan uses to stop them from using all the gifts that they've been given. And look at all these gifts that you are using that you have been given.
Oh, man, my gifts are his glory. And it's just something I've learned over time that he gave me this life. And at any point, he can say, you don't get to live it no more. You don't get to breathe no more. And I think that I would never want to spend a day, if I can help it, doing anything but what he called me to do. Because then what's the point of me being here? And so I value life, and so I live each day to just try to use all my gifts for his glory. And so when I am doing something, and when you look at anything T.C. Stallings has something to do with, and it doesn't necessarily have to be faith-based or anything like that, but you will know that I'm not ever dishonoring him or what I'm doing with my life. And in one way, shape, or form, he's going to get the glory out of it, whether I'm acting or speaking or writing or, you know, just even having a daily conversation at the end of the day, God's going to get the glory. And so I take pride in living my life that way.
This is an amazing conversation, and we've not really touched on your new movie, No Vacancy, yet. You can check out the trailer that you'll see T.C. Stallings in for the No Vacancy movie at NoVacancyMovie.com. See this man, he plays Cecil Johnson in a new movie called No Vacancy. You might also remember him from a little movie called War Room with our friend Priscilla Shire. You played Tony Jordan. That, again, like Courageous, was another powerful film that changed people's lives.
Oh, man, that is one of the other reasons that I wanted to start acting because, you know, when I was playing football, I had power, like, in such a way where, like, little kids would say, hey, you know, I want to be like T.C. I want to, you know, and I would say stuff like, well, make sure you get your grades and do it. And then, you know, you'll have parents coming to you one day like, you know, my son really worked on his grades so he can go to college. He behaved and all that because they look up to athletes and you have that power. Film is the same way, not only just as a performer, but films, like, really can make people move. But people will see a movie and want to do something. And, like, War Room was one of those movies where people saw the power of prayer displayed in such a compelling way in the story. Now you got people with war rooms all over the place. They're praying more and committed to that more. Well, it's the same thing with this movie, No Vacancy, because we deal with homelessness and taking care of the homeless and being the hands and feet of Jesus in our community and looking out for the least of these. And this is a movie that when you watch it, it don't just go off and you go on with your life. It inspires you to do stuff that you really can do in your real life. And that I love being a part of projects like that.
And No Vacancy is based off of a true story. The storyline is about a church that wants to purchase a hotel and use it to house the homeless. And it's based off of the First Baptist Leesburg story in Florida and the Samaritan Inn shelter, correct?
Yeah, a place that to this day, you know, when they started this, you know, a few years ago, to this day, that's where the title comes from, like No Vacancy, is because there's never an empty bed. Like they keep staying full. When they help other people get rehabilitated and off drugs and living a better life and sober and not depressed and all of that. And if 20 people get out of there, 20 more homeless people are going to come in or 20 more people on drugs are going to come in. So they stay full, so they're constantly helping people. And it's just an incredible story because they were going to build a sanctuary and expand. They decided to take that money and instead address the homeless need in their community. But the project was just way over their head. They ended up needing like millions. The story centers around this reporter who gets wind of this and does a story on it. The whole community finds out about it, and they go to help. But then another portion of the community didn't want it to happen, so that became like a legal type of battle that the church ended up winning. And then my character was a beneficiary of the whole situation because he was depressed and homeless. He should take his own life and all of that, and the church finds him, and he changed his entire life and ends up becoming one of the first African-American pastors at this church. And he also helped start the men's division of the Samaritan Inn, which is still taking care of people today. So it's based on all true stuff, and that's what makes it inspiring because, you know, I got a chance to play a real person. I mean, that's at least for me, it's an actor's dream because it's so hard to do.
Yeah, it sounds super inspiring. The movie is No Vacancy, streaming on Salem Now. That's Salem Now, with availability on all video on demand platforms. It's so fun to be talking to an actor in this movie. This is T.C. Stallings. He plays Cecil Johnson in No Vacancy. I love that you say you got to play a real person, because when I hear you say that, I think someday somebody's going to say that about you.
That would be something to see, wouldn't it? And especially, you know, you meet with the person and you start, like, getting the facts that you need to have an authentic portrayal, because I wasn't afforded that opportunity. Unfortunately, this amazing man, Cecil Johnson, passed away in 2019. And so, you know, I had to talk to his wife and everyone who knew him. And I love that. I love meeting with Victoria Johnson, who was like the female version of him. She had his same issues, actually, with the drug addiction and homelessness and all that. And they overcame all of that together. So she gave me all the ins and outs that I needed. You know, just growing out all my hair and wearing my clothes disheveled, you know, sitting out on the street and, you know, letting bugs crawl all on you, just like just getting that feel so that when I actually do it, you know, people will say, you know, hey, we see Cecil. You know, I even had to work on this little southern accent that I came up with when, you know, because I'm watching him talk and I just try to copy everything that he do and the way he laughed. He had this laugh where and all that kind of stuff. So it's so much fun to go in on that and learn all of that and work hard so that, you know, people who knew Cecil will believe it. And those who didn't will be introduced to him in a real way for the first time.
You are good. You are so good. I can only imagine how good No Vacancy is. And think about going to the movies. You don't have to go anywhere except perhaps your family room, because No Vacancy is streaming on Salem Now. And it could be you and your spouse or perhaps one of your sons or daughters. But the entire church needs to see this movie. It would be great if the whole church could watch it together.
Absolutely. This is a movie that, I mean, there's no person in the world that doesn't pass the least of these at some point. Homelessness, homeless people, let alone the church, who we are actually called to take care of them. And it's not actually an option. You know, it's not say, do I feel like taking care of the homeless? It's a commandment from Jesus himself that we're supposed to look out for these people. So it's a movie for everybody, but definitely the church should go and look at this and be inspired, because, like I said, if we're not doing this, we're not doing one of the very things that we're called to do. And it's going to make you look at the least of these and homeless people and you know, prisoners and, you know, orphans and widows and just people who are in these situations, drug-afflicted people. You're going to look at them differently, and especially when you see what can happen in a person's life when you love on them in this way and obey what Jesus has called us to do, because my character literally went from trying to kill himself to changing the lives of so many people out there in Leesburg and started a program that's still changing lives today. He completely changed his outlook on everything. He overcame racism. He overcame violence. He overcame depression and drugs. And so when you look and just think, if no one had ever reached out to him, if the Samaritan Inn didn't exist, if no one came to show love to him and help him change his life, he would have found a way to take it. He would have found a way to die. That's what he was trying to do all throughout this film until this program came, and the Lord used it as a catalyst to help him find the Lord and help him find hope. So, I mean, this is for everybody. The whole family can go see it, and I think it's going to be inspirational. It's going to be hard to kind of just, like, walk away back into your normal life and just keep doing what you've always been doing if you haven't been a person that's been investing in taking care of the homeless and at least stopping and have a conversation and praying about what you might be able to do in your own community.
After spending this short amount of time with you, TC Stallings, I can't imagine anybody that doesn't want to run and watch No Vacancy. You are so dynamic, and this movie is so meaningful. I want to give you the social media information so you can just first check out No Vacancy, novacancymovie.com. It's on Instagram. It's on Facebook, No Vacancy the Movie on Facebook. On Twitter, No Vacancy Movie. And TC, you have got to get a follow off of this on your social media too. TCStallings.life is his website. He's also on Facebook as TC Stallings, Twitter too. And I was on your Instagram and I noticed you've defined yourself with a Bible verse, and that's Daniel 12:3.
Yeah, man, I want to be a star, but I want to be Jesus kind of star. I love that scripture. It says those who lead others to righteousness will shine like the stars forever. And that's the kind of star that I want to be, because I think people right now in my profession, they'll do anything to be a star, including dishonor God and do all kinds of stuff. And well, for me, no matter where I am, no matter what I'm doing, you know, I want to be the type of star that God looks at. And so that's my star right there. He never dishonors me with his career. He always put me first. And his main purpose in being on this earth is to lead other people to get to know me. So when I always tell myself, hey, I want to be a Daniel 12:3 kind of star. And, I just want to lead people to Jesus, and I want to use all my gifts for him. And whether it's a faith-based film or a mainstream film, whatever it is, I will never do anything that will dishonor him or cause my light to be put out or cause me to be any kind of star but what God wants me to be. So I love that, and I love representing that, and I'm going to keep doing it until I'm not doing it anymore.
TC Stallings, we love you. What a gift it's been to spend this time with you, just to get to be more introduced to what you're about and to hear about this new movie called No Vacancy, novacancymovie.com. Thank you so much for being such a blessing to us.
Oh, you guys are blessing to me, too, and I appreciate the time. And again, you guys, I know I'm a realist. Everybody knows, you know, you got to promote movies and all this kind of stuff. That's not really what this is about for me. It's just one of those things where, you know, if you don't talk about a film or let people know what you're doing, they won't know, and they can't see it. This true, I can tell you this, just as a person to person, real to real, you're going to enjoy this film. I wish we could get more eyes on it. I wish it was, like, all over the theaters. Unfortunately, we didn't get a chance to do all of that. You got a pandemic and all the different things. I hope this film drops into everybody's home. This is one where you want to get your popcorn, gather around with everybody, and when you're done, you're going to have a lot to talk about. It'll be a great example for your family. And the thing is, it's all true. And so it's something you can really be actionary on in your life. And so I hope one day I get letters or emails, people saying, hey, we watched that film, No Vacancy, and, man, we just couldn't stop thinking about the homeless. And we've been taking sandwiches to these homeless people on the street. We've been doing this. We've been doing that. And we've seen Last Turnaround, too. Like, it's a movement. And so I hope to hear that one day. So I really do hope everybody gets a chance to sit down with the family and check it out. I don't think you'd be disappointed at all.
The movie No Vacancy is streaming on Salem Now. That's Salem Now. Look for it also on all video on demand platforms. Check out the movie trailer and see more about No Vacancy at novacancymovie.com. TC Stallings, thank you for being such an inspiration.
Oh, thank you, guys. God bless y'all. Enjoy your day.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.